We're going to learn a mimer that the Rebbe delivered on the eve of the 7th of Marcheshvan, and it was 1985, Tav Shemem Vav. And the mimer opens with the words of this week's Torah portion, of Lech Lecha. And I want to just throw something out there, kind of as a, maybe even like a little preface. So Lech Lecha means journeys, right? The Avraham Avinu makes journeys, is to leave home and go to a faraway place. But does everybody really leave home in their Jewish journey? Yeah, there are some people who make big journeys, come from faraway places. There are people like that, no question. But does every one of us really make a journey? Does everybody actually leave home? Are there not people who lived in the same shtetl in Europe for generations, never went anywhere, never saw anything else? And we have this premise that Avraham Avinu's journeys are a roadmap. It's an instruction. It's a guidance for us. And this is not so simple. Because not every Jew journeys, or so it seems. And maybe this mimer will help us understand a little bit of how the notion of Abrahamic journeys is actually the spiritual roadmap for each and every single one of us. Lech Lecha Me'atzcha. Genesis 12 opens the third parsha of the Torah with the words God telling Abraham, go forth from your land. The Rebbe says that his mimer is going to be patterned and based upon the copious teachings of his predecessors. This is also found in Teres Chaim of the Mittler Rebbe. And it's even alluded to in Torah Er of the Alter Rebbe, although the actual Torah Er doesn't begin with the words Lech Lecha. And that is that in this terminology, in these words Lech Lecha, which means hit the road, get going, begin a journey, the Inyan HaLicha Shor Pasuk Zeh, the Lech Lecha, go for you, Yesh Bei Beis Pirushim. Pirush Aleph, one interpretation is Kidi'isa b'Zohar, like it's stated clearly in the Zohar, Mechele Gimel, Shehahalicha imomai lalamata. The direction of this journey is heavenward. You're going, sorry, this journey is halicha milmai lalamata, earthbound. Did you start off in a lofty vantage point? And you're journeying distant, in a distant way, far away from where you actually come from. Well, Pirush HaBeis, and the second interpretation or understanding of the terminology of Lech Lecha, which is also nirmaz in the Zohar, also alluded to in the Zohar, that the halicha is melmata lemaila, that the journey is from a lower level, moving up. So you're going down and up, which of course you cannot be going down and up at the same time, but that's what it says. The word includes going up and going down. Dehine, in your halicha stam, let's talk about journeying for a moment. Let's talk about movement. It's a good idea to move sometimes. Not always. It's a good idea to move. So we're talking about halicha, talk about going. Af shateichne, hu halicha midarga ledarga, even though the notion of movement or journeying or traveling necessarily includes the idea of level to level, destination to destination. Hepech ha'amida, this is the exact opposite of being frozen or stuck in one place. It's the opposite. Ad lahalicha, the ba'ifin de'inarech, real halicha, a real movement is when you move not in a measured or limited way, but you move in an extraordinary way, a leap forward. Sha'adaga sha'elich aleo, that the destination or the level that you are going towards is be'ein arech. It's a whole new level. Legabe daga shabo mimeno. Mikol makim b'zeh gufa. Nonetheless, despite the fact that halicha, generally speaking, means level to level, but in this within this frame of movement itself, efshali is be'zefanim kloli. There can be, generally speaking, broadly speaking, two different approaches to this. It could be halicha l'mayla l'mata, and it could be halicha l'mata l'mayla. It can be a movement from a lower level, from a higher level, down to a lower level, or the other way around. The thing is this. They are shnei hafachim. You can't be traveling on a two-way street at the same time in both directions. It just doesn't make sense. And it gets even worse when the journey is metaphorically vertical, not horizontal. When you're actually moving up or down, you got to make up your mind. You can't be moving up and down, or you're actually going nowhere. But the pasuk says lech lecha, and the words lech lecha are stam. Doesn't say where we're going. Inyan alicha stam b'leil lefarash. Tzarech leimer. Therefore, we're somehow forced to say shezek kol beizefani alicha. That this is inclusive of two very different kinds of movement. Milmata lemailo u'milmailo lemata, opposite directions. Now, you know, at first glance, it doesn't really make any sense what we're saying. Like, you got to make up your mind. Decide which way Avram is going. Going up or going down? You really can't do both. The Rebbe says something very interesting here. That the origin of the commentary of our Rebbe, because the Rebbe, it's not the Rebbe's idea, is that the Tevas lech lecha, yesh bazeh beis pirushim. The word lech, go, has two interpretations. And because it said stam, it doesn't say where the lech should be to. So because it just says lech lecha, lech, go, but doesn't say where to go to, it seems to indicate that it's inclusive of two different directions. And obviously, this doesn't make any sense. I mean, you can go in two directions. So we need to understand, what is the meaning of going in two directions? Why would the Torah say something like that? In other words, like this. On a pshat level, you really have a question. You know where Avram is going. Is it Chor? He's going to Eretz Yisrael. We know what that is. But the Torah speaks to us on many levels. And the fact that the Torah specifically chose to convey this message of Lech, or Lech Lecha, not Lech El, not Lech To, not going to where, but Lech Lecha, the opening idea is just going, so therefore it's indicative or seems to be inclusive of multiple goings, multiple directions. And the Zohar actually says this. So what does it mean? How are we to understand this business of going when you're going in opposite directions? Which one is it? So it's just like a frame of reference. You could have a person who's moving up. He's moving up, let's say he's a child in school, and he goes from first grade to second grade. So that's a bit of a jump. Second grade is different. And third grade is different, and fourth grade is different. And you're going in every year you're progressing. Now, on some level, every day you're really progressing. Hopefully you're not learning the same thing again and again for 150 days. So presumably what you're learning today is based on what you learned yesterday. And the teacher is moving through a curriculum, even if they're not that bright. They have a curriculum. The curriculum is built. It's stepped. You are going from level to level. You come to a child who's a few months, into the school year, they'll know more than they knew a few months ago. It's even noticeable. But those are imperceptible, very, very small, you know, it's halicha, which is not bein arech. And then you have halicha bein arech, a major paradigm shift, a jump. There's like, what we call in the language of Chassidus, an ayin de emtza. There's an empty space in the middle called summer vacation. Then they come back in a new headspace. And it's difficult, it's challenging, it takes adjusting to whatever it is. You're moving up. And then you have a jump from elementary school to middle school, or a major jump from middle school to high school. Different campus, different principal, different style of teaching, different responsibilities, the social scene is changing, everything changes. So this is an example of going in the madriga of mata lamaila. You're going from a lower level, from an illiterate level, unlettered, unlearned, ignorant level, you're going mata lamaila. An example of somebody who could go milmailo lamata, you could have a person who's very, very successful, who's very, very busy, and decides at a certain point in life, I need to wind down a little. I need to ratchet things down. So I'm not going to work now 13 hours a day anymore, 15 hours a day. Can't do it anymore. Too much. I got to ratchet it down. And he has a plan. His plan is going to ratchet down. It's going to slow down. People do this. That will be an example. Going milmailo, so the top of the heap is the CEO, and he's winding it down, he's passing it on, he's creating succession, he's moving on. Let's have a quieter time. So he's moving, scaling back. Scaling back means I'm on a higher level, greater level of intensity. That's nothing to do with Avodas Hashem. I'm talking. Just give you an example. And somebody could scale it back slowly. But you can't be doing both at the same time. You can't, you know, most people, in their younger years, they're growing, they're going, and then they peak at a certain point and they start to wind it down. But here we see Avraham Avinu is lech, and lech means you're growing, developing, you're scaling back, and you're receding at the same time. So what does this mean? So the Rebbe says, "Ubir ha'inyan b'pratis." To better explain this in the details now. When you continue to study the parsha of Lech Lecha, nizbaru gamkin beiz oifane ha-halicha. You actually can see the two different levels of Avraham Avinu's going. His journeys actually are inclusive of both. There's a halicha melmaila lamata. There's a going from a higher, loftier, greater vantage point to a lower place, which is called yerida, a downward direction. And then there's a halicha melmata lamaila, moving up in life, going from a lower level to a higher level. And both are actually found in the parsha. But the thing is this, Aval beza ifanim shehem heim b'ksuvim nifradim. I'm sorry, shem heim b'ksuvim nifradim. The different journeys of Avraham are different times. It's not at once. The times he's going milmaila lamata, he's going milmaila lamata. The times he's going milmata lamaila, he's going from low, he's moving from a lower place to a higher place. He's not doing the same at both at the same time. It's in the same parsha, but there are different journeys in the same Torah portion. In the same chapter, this is understood. The very fact that the Torah is narrating different kinds of journeys that Abraham undertook, and the very fact that the Torah narrates it uniquely, separately from one another, that's the greatest proof that they're very different, that you can't be doing both at the same time. You can only do one at one time. The Tchila, Mesaper HaKosov, in the beginning, the Pasuk relates and narrates, Ech sheyerded Avraham Mitzrayim. Lavashon, Avraham is going, comes to Canaan, where is he going? He's going down now into Mitzrayim. It's going down. This is a step down. Hainu inyin ha'yerida b'tachlis. This is not just a step down for Abraham. This is a massive step down. This is the ultimate step down. You see, Eretz Yisrael is considered to be the land that is Gevoya Mikol Ha'aretz. It's considered to be the highest point on earth. Now you're going to tell me, what are you talking about? The North Pole is the highest point on earth. Mount McKinley is the highest point on earth. A circle, a ball, does not really have a high point or a low point. It's arbitrary. You decide where the high point is. You decide where the low point is. The question is point of reference. And whose reference do we use here? So we're saying Hashem's reference. There is no high. There is no low. Why are the people in Australia down under? Maybe we're down under and they're on top of the ball. Who decides who's on top, who's on bottom? So Torah says that Eretz Yisrael is the top. That's the crowning pinnacle of the globe. So if you're leaving Eretz Yisrael, you're going down. And actually in modern Hebrew, when people leave Israel, what's it called? It's called Yerida. It's called going down. And when you move to the Holy Land of Eretz Yisrael, what's it called? Aliyah, going up. Even though it's a secular culture, nonetheless, we still retained that Torah terminology. You leave Eretz Yisrael, it's Yerida. It is Yerida. And this going into Egypt was a Yerida, therefore, Begashmias and Beruchnias. In material sense and in a spiritual sense. And the Rebbe adds in the parentheses here that you should know that Adarab, the Iker Beruchnias, most people think that what's material is primary. That's really important. Spirituality also has something to do with this. But actually, it's not true. Spirituality, the origin of everything is its spirituality. It's godly nature. The energy. Because that's the way it is. And on a spiritual level, that's why it's also that way, materially speaking. Gemaimer, like the expression goes in Tanya, devolved from it. Developed or devolved from it. So Avraham Avinu is going from Eretz Yisrael, which is Gevoya, materially speaking, we look at it as the highest point, and he's going into Eretz Mitzrayim, which is called in the Torah Kerev Haaretz. That's what it's called. Hashem says, I'm going to place my miracles Bekerev Haaretz. You know what Haaretz means? It means earth. And earthiness means that which is earthy. That which doesn't reflect a higher spiritual mission or purpose. If we want to use a material metaphor for things of spirit, what do we conjecture of? The heavens. Even David HaMelech says he raises his eyes heavenward. So Mitzrayim is not just Eretz, it's not just land, it's not just earth, it's Kerev Eretz. It's the very midst, the very essence, the very core of the earth. It also has another name, and the name is Ervas Eretz. Ervas Eretz means the nakedness, a promiscuous nature of the land, because the culture that prevailed was extremely promiscuous. Debauchery was a way of life, not an exception. The people lived at a very low ebb, morally and spiritually speaking, in that ancient civilization. It was the Tacht and B'Yesa, was the lowest level. Now Avraham Avinu is going there. He goes from Eretz Yisrael, he goes down into Mitzrayim. This is going down. And it's not just any going down. This is a huge sinking down. Going down into Mitzrayim. Acharkach, then, the Psukim Nifradim, in other verses, we speak about the Halicha Vahaliya Milmata Lamaila. Avraham Avinu goes to Mitzrayim, and what does he do afterwards? He goes back to Eretz Yisrael. So when he goes back to Eretz Yisrael, it's not the same journey, it's not the same time. Like it says after this, what does the Torah use? What's the Torah's terminology? The first time the word Aliyah shows up in the Torah is a Pashlecha. What does it say? Vaya'al Avraham Mitzrayma. Avraham goes up. He goes up from Egypt. Avraham has an Aliyah. You know, you get called to the Torah, it's called an Aliyah. Going up, being pulled up. From Ervas Ha'aretz, from the licentious place on earth, El Eretz HaKodesh, to a land which is characterized by holiness. HaGavoya Mikol Aretzes, the land which towers above all lands. Physically also, but more importantly, proverbially and spiritually speaking. V'gam Mesaper HaKosov, the Torah, the scripture also narrates, Eich Shaha Aliyah Hoysa Achri HaYerida, that the Aliyah that was after this Yerida was L'dag HaNailas, Avraham didn't simply bounce back and forth like a ping pong. He didn't leave Eretz Yisrael, go to Mitzrayim, and then go back to Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, he went down into Mitzrayim, a huge descent. But when he bounced back, it was much higher, much better. Yeah, he had all, he came fully loaded. Avraham kaved ma'od, he was, so to speak, heavy with mikne, with livestock, and kesef, and silver, and zav, and gold, which is an ili gadol, the Avraham Avinu, a huge surge forward, not because it's all about the money, but as that anti-Semite Yimach Shema says about the Benjamins. That's not what it's about. For a Jew, it's not about the money, but when you have the shekels, what can you do with it? Amazing things. What did Avraham go on vacations? Hang out in a spa? Avraham had the money. He spent the money. Spent it on what? On an inn, feeding people, teaching people, inspiring people. He spent his enormous residuals on transforming the world successfully. And Avraham didn't have this before. He didn't have wherewithal. Money is wherewithal. He didn't have ability. He didn't have the possibility. The standard in reading the scripture, Avraham was like penniless. He came with a small fortune and blew it in a very short amount of time. Especially the way these verses are elucidated the Midrash Razal in the Midrashic teachings of our rabbis of blessed memory. On the Mepsukim Elu, the thing is this, and these Psukim, Beze Fani Ha'alicha, the two directions of this journey, Ne'emru Mepsukim Nifradim, they're spoken of in different verses. It's a Mizemuvan, the different parts of the story, different parts of the different narratives. It's in Yonim Nifradim. But the Chiddush of this Pasuk of Lech Lecha is, which is the first portion, first passage, which opens the whole portion. And the Rebbe points out that's the Haschola and it's the Reish Kol HaParsha. This is the first point of departure, this is the beginning. This is the head. HaKoylel Beze Fani Alicha. The first beginning is inclusive of two very different kinds of journeys, opposite journeys. Halicha Mumayla Lamata, going from high down to low, which we call Yerida descent. Halicha Mumata Lamayla, going from low unto high. He Shahalicha Achas Yeshba, Bezefanim. It seems that at once there both can happen at the same time. even though they are hafchin, even though they are opposite, min hakotza lekotza, from one extreme to the other. Shezehu neisef, the inyan neisef, this is more, this is a chiddush neisef, this is a greater novelty than the idea of beis halicha seder. So first of all, the Rebbe just explained to us the idea of the halicha of milmata lamaila. Milmaila lamata. The Rebbe went to a high place, Meretz Yisrael, and he went down into the land of Canaan. Listen how the Rebbe explains milmaila lamata. Milmaila lamata, be it in your halicha milmaila lamata, shor pasuk zeh, to understand how this business of going milmaila lamata in the first pasuk is, because what he did in the previous paragraph is describe it when he goes from Eretz Yisrael down to Mitzrayim. But the problem is going from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim cannot be done at the same time. He's going from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael. One followed the other. There was a Yerida which brought an Aliyah, a descent which brought an elevation. They're two different journeys. But in the first Pasuk, they're together. In the first word, they're together. Both journeys at the same time. So we need to understand, what might that look like? And the Rebbe starts to explain what it might look like by explaining the journey of, the details of, Mumayla Lamata. And he says, Hini Yadua, it's known that Avram, which is Avraham Avinu's original name, is actually conjunctive of two words. Av Ram, which means lofty father. Ram is high, lofty. Lofty father. And it's explained, Shunela Mikol Rayim, that he is unfathomably lofty. It doesn't say how high, just the high father. Shehainu Dargash Nishmas Avraham Hinailus Meid. Avraham Avinu's neshama. It's on a very, very high level. This will also be understood from what's written in the Book of Brilliance, or Radiance, which this is the second book of Kabbalah ever to be authored, and for a long time it was the major foundational book of Kabbalah, because the Tzar went into hiding and only shows up centuries later. So the Bar is a really important book authored by Rebbe Nechunya ben Akana. And over there it says, a funny thing, it says, Midas HaChesed, that the measure of kindness, divine kindness, said to God, I'm really bored, said the measure of kindness. Since Abraham has arrived on the scene, I have nothing to do. He personifies kindness to the point that he somehow promulgates it and broadcasts it throughout the world. I'm not doing anything anymore. In other words, you're talking about the highest levels of Atzilus. Avraham Avinu replaced the highest levels of divine attributes. You don't need those attributes anymore because you have Avraham Avinu's neshama is on the job. So Hare Avraham, Aymed bin Mekoyim, Mishamash bin Mekoyim, Avraham is doing my job. From this we can understand, have an inkling of how lofty Avraham Avinu's neshama is. He actually replaces the spiritual levels on high, the spiritual machinery, the system, the spiritual system. The Goydel, Mailas, Sharshu Mukherjee, you could have a glimpse of, or some inkling of, the lofty level that Avraham Avinu's neshama is hewn from. Shehu bechinas ne'elam mikol rayim, that it is beyond what you could fathom. Whatever you think is high, roll the dice again. It's beyond it. Like it explains in the books of Kabbalah and Chassidus, and the meaning of these words, and what it means, ne'elam mikol rayim. Memokim zeh, from this place, for dargazu, in this level, Avraham has to leave that lofty vantage point, the nesting place of the neshama, and it has to come into Eretz HaLazu, into this terrestrial reality. That's why it says, go out of your land, your birthplace, so we know that everything is precise in the order. The scripture doesn't just give us a bunch of locations. The order is precise. Artzecha, your land, Melatecha, your birthplace, Besavicha. Although, ostensibly, the order should be the other way around. I say there are people, Pshuta, Yitzarach, Liyas Lahaber. First, you go out of your house, Besavicha. I'm still in the city, but I'm no longer living in my parents' home. Kids do that. They said, you know, Dad, I'm 27 already. Okay, fine. I'm moving out. Okay, you leave the parents' house. Where's he living? He's still living. He's born in Toronto. He's still living here. Now he's going downtown. He's still in his birthplace. And then he says, Canadian. I got to go to the States. I got to do something fancy. I'm going to Europe. I can't stay over here. I can't grow over here. put me in a box, a Canadian box. I don't want to be, I'm not proud of being Canadian. So he goes, right? But the order, first you move out of your parents' house, then you move from the place, your birthplace, then you move to a new land. But it says the other way around there. First it says the kid picked himself up and he moved to California. Then it says he left Toronto. Then it says he left his parents' house. That doesn't make any sense. Umavor bezet. The artsachakoy albachinas harotzoin. Eretz is an idiom for rotzen. Rotzen means desire. Melatcha refers to mideis. The mideis that are given birth from the intellectual faculties which give birth and engender the concept of emotional emotions. And beis avicha refers even to a lower level, which is explained elsewhere, the Maimer that the Rebbe said the year before this, where he talks about the idea of emotions which are not innate or developed with the natural abilities, but rather acquired, like nurture, not nature emotions. And then we talk about Aretz, and Aretz is the level of Malchus, so basically it went from Ratzon all the way down to Malchus. And the highest level went from Keser to Chabad, Hagas to Nehim. Just the whole level of the Esospheres. And that Halicha is Momayim Lamata. So Yeda, the Bechinas HaRatzim. You go away from the highest level, because we know that everything begins with an idea, but even more so than an idea, what do you need to have? Motivation. You have to want to do it. If you want to solve the problem, you'll figure it out. You'll figure it out eventually, you'll relate to it. You'll relate to it, you'll bring it down, you'll actualize it. So this is the idea of the journey from a high place to a low place. I'm really running out of time. But I was learning this minor. So what is Rebbe talking about? I don't know what he's talking about. Two directions. And he's keeps talking about this idea, the fact that the two directions are together in the same word. What does it mean? And how's he explaining it? He gives these all different explanations that are written in different places of Chassidus. And he hammered them together in his minor. Like, they're sewn together. What is going on here? And then I realized, I figured it out. A yid is doing two things at the same time, and they're actually happening simultaneously. On one hand, you have to leave your own little headspace, where you desire to be, and where you feel about things, and you have to engage the world. You have to go out there and make the world a godly place. The Torah requires this of us. It's all a personal thing. When I'm going out there making the world a godly place, I'm not becoming elevated. Because on the other hand, the Yid wants you to do with his life. Elevate yourself. You have bad tendencies. Work on them. Restrain them. And eventually transform them. You have a mind? Develop the mind. You were given spiritual faculties or abilities? Nurture them. Get them to the next level. So a person would think that when I'm engaged in outreach, I can't grow anymore. Because I'm engaged in outreach. I'm dealing with the world. So at the times I deal with worldly matters, they're worldly matters. And then I separate myself from the worldly matters and I'm working on elevating my own persona. But the Rebbe says that's not true. For a yid, they're actually contained in the same word. Because the truth is that the more you make an impact on the outside world, the more you yourself become elevated to. And that's why the journey, when it's contained in the word Lech Lecha, is taking the neshama from a very high level of neshama, coming down into the most terrestrial way, translating it. But when you translate the highest and loftiest feelings and ideas into action, it further energizes and elevates your ideas and ideals. And actually, both are in the same way. Anyway, I think that's my humble understanding of what this maimer is saying. And the maimer goes on to develop. I don't have time to move forward, but the point is, it's a rather long maimer, goes up a number of pages, and it connects it to the seventh day of Chesron and the unity of the Jewish people. But the point for us, I think, is that we have to understand that it isn't one or the other. Both are necessary, and both are even simultaneous. They make a difference out there, and it necessarily changes you. Like it's brought down elsewhere, of Yaakov Avinu's angels going up, and angels going down. Both are true. The more angels are sent out, the more angels are going up, and so on and so forth. Anyway, we should engage with the world. We shouldn't ignore it. We should transform and elevate the world. And we should be zeichel, we should merit to experience personal elevation as well. And when both directions come together and meet, then we will experience the coming of Mashiach and the transformation of everything for the very best. Ben Hader will be Amen. Amen. Thank you all for joining us. Shabbat Shalom. So what is